Yigimu Amidalas Devan. Amar Rava. Aval Mutar Lirchot Betzon Ein Kol Shiva. Unlike we saw yesterday Rav Chista that says an aval is asur to bathe in hot or cold, but the Rava disagrees. He says he's allowed to bathe, but in cold water. And this is midi dehave abisra v'chamra. This is similar to wine and meat, that an aval is allowed to eat meat, drink water. And so even though there's this element of pleasure in that, so just like he's allowed to do that, he's allowed to bathe in cold water as well. Rashi says, "Bidehave bisra chamra, the tanu ken kitzone," and let yet you're allowed to do that, so you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to go bathe in cold water. Meisave, but now we have a kasha on this. Eina bogeres rasha, lenavel asatzma bimei avel of the avel aviha. That a bogeres. It's a girl that she's already 12 and a half, whatever. She has simani. So she's allowed to, even though there's a velus here, she's still allowed to bathe. We're going to see that the Gemara is going to suggest we're talking about bathing over here. Why? Because she's out to look for a shidduch. And therefore, she has to look good. However, Gemara is the medayek. And ha naira, Rasha. So, okay. So, but a naira is allowed to benevel herself. In other words, she has to keep the halachas. So we see here. Okay, so Bogeris is allowed to, we're going to see, bathe, and a naira is not. So now Gemara says, first of all, my lover chitza. We said, isn't this talking about bathing? And the Megeris, because of Shiduchim, is allowed to bathe, whereas a Naira is not allowed to. And B'mai, what type of bathing are we talking about? Ilema B'chamin, if we're talking about bathing in hot water, that can't be. Why? Because ain't a Megeris Rasha. She's not allowed to, even though she's a Megeris going to Shiduchim, she can't bathe in hot water. Why? V'amar of Chista, we saw this yesterday. Avel Asur Lahoshit Betzpo B'chamin, can't even put his finger in hot water. Surely he can't bathe in hot water. So that's out. So it can't be talking about hot water. El alav, what must it be talking about? Betzone, it must be talking about cold water. Okay, so here we see that a bogeris, again, she is for shaduchin purposes allowed to bathe in cold water, whereas a naira is not allowed to. A naira is, regular, she's no shaduchin or anything. We see that she's not allowed to bathe in cold water. So here we see, an aval is not allowed to bathe in cold water, which is a kasha and rava who said an aval is allowed to bathe in cold water. So the Gemara Zocha doesn't says no, lo, akikol upirkas. We're not talking about bathing. Bechal, bathing is, it could be that, yeah, she could bathe also, just like Bogeris can bathe, and everybody could bathe in cold water. That's not the one we're dealing with here. What we're dealing with here, being menavel or not, we're talking about kikol, which is like makeup in the eyes and things like that. And pirkas is a shayla, what it is. Some say it's like braiding the hair. As Rashi's learning, it seems a little bit different, like washing the hair, whatever. But it's, in other words, not talking about bathing. And bathing could be, everybody holds it as fine in cold water, and therefore it's not a kash and rav. Rashi, Eina bogeres, shevia shtei sairis, rashal nevel tatsma, she can't benavel herself, ela mitkashet, that she just adorn herself. Why? Kadeshit kefutsu, I love, so the men will want her. Beha naira she'ena ruya lina say, but a naira is not old enough to really go out yet. Adain ad shetit bageres, she becomes a bageres. Rasha, she's allowed to menavel herself. Right? The baski of avelisi uktana ena chayeves velo klum. But if she's mamash ektana, and that's what we're only talking about, a naira or a bageres. Ektana, there's no a cotton is not chayev in avelis at all. Bimei evel avia afilu ira avelis lavia. Shemet b'no. So there's all discussion here what Rashi means, because mate b'no, if the father's father's son dies, then that makes her herself an aval directly, because it's her brother. So it's discussed. Inami shemet saviha mamish, or her actually her father died. That's aval avia, means her father died. She's an aval because of her father. Even though she's a chiyuv to have a velus, but because of shiduchim, she's not allowed to make herself look ugly.
This idea of the bogeris, is it always like actively specifically looking to get married that she's allowed to, or that age makes her allowed to, regardless, because someone might see her and fall in love with her or something like that?
Basically that she has to be in the parsha, put that way. I mean, she's not like, not no gay, I think, but if she's potentially, like you said, someone will come and like her, and you know, so then it's, sure.
It sounds like she has to be in the parsha.
She should be,
right.
Voluntary. Right, right, no, could be she's Ein Rishal Navel Tatzma, if she's in the parsha. Then she has to...
The question is, in the parsha, is that an age definition or a befoal definition? She
will fall
in the park, or is it just from that age by definition she's in
park? Yeah, so, well, but she's not. I'm not going out. You know, she's not going to go out. She's not considering getting married. You know,
right,
I think
the
then.
The
yeah, but say somebody sees her, but she can see her today or tomorrow. She's not going to go. She's not going to marry. They're not going to go out. She's not. So then.
So she's not in park, and then she's not.
Right. That would be the least okay. Okay, Elala Bitsonin says Rashi, Afilu Hachi Nara Eina Rachetzes Bitsonin, but still, Nara is not, we see that she's not allowed to bathe in cold water. Almad Evel is Bitsonin Aser, which is Kashan Rava. And where it says, no, we're not talking about Rechitza Bichlal Akikol Pirkus, Velo Mayri Verechitza Chlal, not dealing with that. What is Pirkus? Pirkus is with the Sear, and Kibus with the Begadim, and Rechitza with the Goose. It seems like it's all dealing with washing, right? When you wash clothes, you use the lashon kibus. When you wash the body, you use the lashon rechitza. And pirkus is besar, so it sounds like, according to Rashi at least, that it's the pirkus sounds like washing the hair. But others say it's talking about like braiding the hair or whatever. Okay, back to the Gemara. I didn't see it. Okay, Lema Messiah. Now we're going to bring a raya to support whatever for Rava that in cold water is okay. This should look familiar to us. The Amar Rabbi Abba Kohen, Mishum Rabbi Yossi Kohen, Maisa Meisu Banav Shel Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Rachat Betzonin Kol Shiva. Saw this yesterday, right? That his son died and he bathed all 7 days. So we see here that, what does he bathe in? And we said, it can't be hot water. We saw yesterday, it must be cold water. So we see, an oval can bathe in cold water. We're going to answer the same thing we said yesterday. Amre, it's not a raya, because Hassam, Bishit Kafuhu Avelav Zeacharze, we're talking about that he, more than one kid died, mainly had a lot of Avelis, and because of that, we were makel on him. Excuse me. Netanya, the Kafu Avelav Zeacharze, Hichbid Saro Mekel Betar Umechaves Bekasusa B'mayim. So we saw that if he has a lot of Avelis, so Mekel is allowed to cut his hair a little bit, trim it, and to wash his clothing in regular water. Amrav Chista Betar V'lo B'misparayim B'mayim V'lo B'neser V'lo B'chol V'lo B'al. That he's he has to do with a shinui, though. He should cut his hair not with scissors, but with just like a blade, and then water, but not with detergents. Okay. Viter, Ika de Amri. Some have a different girsa over here, and the opposite. The Rava said, "Mamish the opposite." I'm a Rava. Avel's aser betzonin kol shiva. In other words, he held like we saw yesterday, Rav Chista. The Avel's aser not only in hot water and cold water as well. Maishna. Now here's totally everything we're going to see. Now we saw before just the opposite. Umaishna bi baser v'yayin. So now, basar yayin comes a question. So, basar yayin you're allowed to eat, and there's like tanug there, and so why is it that I'm allowed to do, and I'm here telling me I'm not allowed to bathe, you're not allowed to bathe in cold water. So where it says, no, hasam le pakuche pachte hudavi. That's different over there, because the wine and the meat is not for enjoyment, it's just to calm them down, to take away the daiga, the worry. But over bathing is more like tanug, and therefore that's aser. And now lema messiah, like, well, before we use as a kasha, now becomes a raya. Lema messiah, ain't a bogeres rasha lenavasma. Ha naira is rasha. But my, what are we talking about? Lema bechami ain't a bogeres rasha. Why? Bama Rav Chista, aval zaser lo shidas bo bechami. They're not allowed to do it in hot water. El ala betzonein. So here we see a raya that the Navel is allowed to, as we saw, Avol, because the Nara is allowed in cold water, and with the Kashan, it now becomes a, excuse me, it's in cold water is what is is allowed. So therefore, Samit now becomes, it's not allowed. Therefore, it's a misayele to Rava, according to this Girsin Rava, that is Aster in cold water. And then Gemara says, no, we're not talking about bathing, Bichlal, lo akichal upirkas. We're talking about, again, either the makeup or the hair. Amar Rav Chista, Zosomeris, Aval Aster, Betichposes, Kol Shiva. Since we've mentioned that, you know, the Yavel is not allowed to deal with her hair and with her and the makeup and all these things of time, of pleasure. So therefore, it would stand to reason as well that the during the Shiva is not allowed to launder as well. Now we're concluding with the halacha v'hilchasa. Avel is aser lirchotz kol gufo ben mechamin ben betzonen kol Shiva. It's like we saw Rav Chista and one Girsan Rava that is not allowed to bathe the in whether in hot or cold. Aval panav yada v'raglav, but hands, face, and feet, only b'chamin is aser, but betonin is mutter. Aval asuch, to anoint oneself, filu kolshu is aser, even a little bit aser, v'im laver et azuma mutter. Just to take off the dirt, then it's okay. Rashi, zosomeres, minamach minan la b'kichol pirkus, who would then latichpos it? Since, like we said, it's not allowed to, the Ava's not allowed to deal with the Kichol and Pirkas, so too with Tichposet. And there's a Rabbi Kiva Eger over here, if you're interested, over Shabbos to go through. He leaves with a Tzarech Yun Gadol on this, based on Rav Chista, we said before, etc. You can look it up. Tainis, okay, back to the Gemara. Telusid a Tainisa. Heichi Matkarina. So the tefillah of the Tainis, which is Anenu, where do you mention it? In the davening. So, Adbare Rav Yehuda le Rav Yitzhak Bere. So, Rav Yehuda and his son Rav Yitzhak were going on a tiyul. And Darash. And he darshan the following. The father, you know, made the following drash. And said, Yachi chakibel alea tainis, mitpalel shel siya tainis, veheichan omra, bein goel arofe. So he said that the person's, makes a tainus, must call himself a tainus, and he has to say a nenu. Where does he say it? He told his son Rav Yitzhak, he says it between goel and rofe, which is basically how our shliach tzibur does it right on a fast day. In other words, it's a bracha, a separate extra bracha, one extra bracha, and it's done between goel and rofe. Matifla Rav Yitzhak, so the son Rav Yitzhak asked his father, Akasha, v'chiyachid koveya bracha le'atzmo? Says, what, a yachid's going to add another bracha to Shemana Asrei? You know, mele, the tzibur, but a yachid? Can't be. El Amar Rav Yitzhak, therefore he said, he argued with his father, and he said, v'shamei tefila, which is what we do as yachidim, right, when we're dubbing on a fast day. No, as you just say a nenu in shamei tefila, you don't make a special bracha out of it, you just include it in shamei tefila. V'chein Amar Rav Sheshes, v'shamei tefila, as well. Okay, Rashi, Tfilas Tanis, we're talking about a Neinu, Bingo la Rofe, it's a bracha b'fnei atzma. V'chi yachid chashuv kol chach, he asked his father, Shiyu, metachnin lo bracha b'fnei atzma, lo hosif b'tfilaso, he said, he adds a whole bracha, yachid does that. And therefore, he disagreed, he said, b'shamei atfila, she kolola b'tocha bracha, within the bracha of shamei atfila, v'chosem b'shamei atfila, he just says the regular, chasim ruchat Hashem shamei atfila. There also bracha v'chasimasa mashma bein atainis bein kol mili, because that's a very general chasima, you know. Shamei tefila, Shamei hears all tefilas for everything, including tainis, including whatever. So therefore, you can just put it in shamei tefila. Okay, back to the Gemara. Meisive. Now we're going to have a kasha on Rav Yitzchak, right? Ein bein yachid letzibur ella. So the only difference between a yachid and a tzibur is that on a fast is that this one davens 18 brachas, which we're talking about before the Lamal Shini was put into effect in Yavne, okay, Shmonasre, and the other one, Pashtas the tzibur, is 19. Now the Gemara says, okay, what are we talking about here? My yachid and my tzibur. What do you mean? Yeah, the only difference between a yachid and a tzibur. Which yachid and tzibur are we talking about? Ilema yachid mamash v'tzibur ashliach tzibur. If we're talking about that, yeah, yachid, a regular yachid. And what tzibur is like the shliach tzibur? Aye, that can't be. Why? Because Hani Chasre Esrim Barbav. I the Tzibur doesn't say 19. The Tzila says the Tzibur says 24. That's where we get to later on in the Masechet that during the fast days, this day they add another 6 brachas to the Shemana Asrei. So the Tzibur. So this is the 18th for the writing of Shemana Asrei plus another 6 is 24. So the Tzibur says 24, not 19. So it's not talking about the Tzibur. El Alav Hachi Kamar. This is what the Tana meant. That we're making a chiluk in the yachid itself. That ain bein yachid the kibel alav tainis yachid the yachid she kibel alav tainis tzibur ela shezemis palo shmanasrei vezemis palo chasrei. So that's the difference. It's both talking about a yachid. There's a yachid can mekabel two different fasts. Either a regular tainis yachid or he can mekabel on himself a tainis tzibur means. The stringencies of a tainis tzibur, you know, not to start the fast early and to not to wear shoes, and you know, he's mekabel as if he's doing a tainis tzibur, but it's all talking about a yachid. And so, if he's mekabel a regular thing, regular tainis, then he does 18 brachas. If he's mekabel off the thing, then he does 19. All right, but 19 means he's adding a bracha b'fnei atzmo. And Rabbi Yitzchak said before, what? He said, yachid is chashuv to mekabel add a whole bracha by himself. Forget it. No way. But here we see, yeah, here we see that a yachid, there is such a concept of a yachid being mekabel himself a fast, and he would actually add another bracha. Therefore, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. So Gemara is docha this raya and says, lo, you can't be medayik. Why? Lo, la, me, malach, I'll tell you that no, it's like the Havamina was. There's yachid and tzibur is yachid and tzibur is shliat tzibur. Ah, with a kasha lach, how could that be? The shliach tzibur tzibur arba matzli. We said that a tzibur doesn't daven 19, tzibur daven 24. So no, the b'shlolosh tainis rishonos the leke tzibur arba that they don't always daven 24. There's this we've discussed. There's the different fasts, right? Where's there's three sets. There's first three fasts, and the next three are more stringent than seven. There's 3, 3, and 7 altogether, 13. So the first set of three, that's what we're talking about. And the first set of three, there is no 24 there. It's just the 19, the extra one. And therefore, it's in a chanami. You can say shliach that it's not a lefet. It's like the first sets of first three are 19, and the chiluk we're making here between yachid and tzibur is mamish yachid and tzibur. Yachid is 18, and the shliach tzibur on the first three fasts. That's what we're dealing with here. That's 19. So Gemara says, look, that's not true. Why? I'll prove it to you. Ha, ein bein ktani. It says ein bein. What does the Brisa say? Ein bein shalosh rishonos, l'shosh emtsayas, ela shebe'elu, the first three, in other words, mutari mesias malacha, ube'elu, and the next three, the middle ones, asari mesias malacha. Ay, mashma ha, lesvim ba'arba, zevezeh shavin. So here we see, because right now we were trying to say, well, so the first three fasts are different, that there's 19, and after that, the second three, or last seven, or whatever, they're 24. We see that's not the case. It says clearly there's no difference between the first three fasts and the next three fasts, except for Sias Malach. Mashma, that's the only difference, that Legabe Davening, they're the same. Meaning there's, in both cases, they're equal, that there's 24. And you can't tell me that the first three is different, and there's only 19. No, we see it's all the same, it's 24. Everything's 24. So Gemara is dokadat, and says, no, you can say Tanavishir. Yeah, it said there's the difference is Malacha. See, it's Malacha. It's the difference between the first three and the second three. But Tanavishir, there's other differences as well, and this can be another difference. Again, if the first three is 19, and the second three is 24, you can say that's another difference. Tanavishir. I, as the Gemara usually asks when the Gemara says such a thing, my shir about the v'dai shir. First of all, question number one, that's difficult, because whenever the Tana leaves out something, it never just leaves out one thing. And therefore, if it left out this thing about tefillah, it must leave out something else, and there isn't anything else, and therefore that's shver to say. That's number one. And secondly, the lashon is difficult. It says ein bein. That's pretty stark lashon. I said there is no difference, other difference, ain bein, nothing else except Masiyat Malacha. And now you're telling me, yeah, there's also other thing, there's Tefillah, it says ain bein. So the Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one, Ella Tana She Bisurik Mairi, And Betfilas Lomar, the Tana was talking about a different thing. In other words, really, yeah, ain bain. And you want to say that there's therefore nothing left over, but it's not Akasha, they were not mentioning Tefillah, because then that's not the topic. Right? The topic is Isure. We're talking about what the difference in the Isurim are. He said the only difference in things that are usher to do is the Gabi Malacha. We're not dealing with Tefillah Bechlal. But in Echanami, Tefillah is different, but that's not what the topic of discussion, the Braisa. Therefore it said Ein Bein, there's no difference in Gabi Malacha, like and the Gabi Isurim things, except for Sias Malacha. That's it. There's got to be other things. We're not talking about that. Tefillah things, that's not the topic of discussion. Therefore, there is a difference in the Gabi Tefillah. You could say that the first three again are 19 and the second three are 24. It's not a problem. That's one answer. Teretz, another answer is, Vibayseima bemtsayesa nami lo maksias rivarba. Now, a different twist. Now, we're saying, really? Because they go, okay, yeah, ain't bain. There's no difference. The only difference is malacha. This is I Tefillah. No, there's no difference there either. But the twist is, now we're mechadesh, that even the second three is only 19 brachas. Okay? So the first three are 19, and yeah, there's no difference between that and the second three, because they're also 19. They're not 24. The 24 brachas is only at the end, only by the last seven.
But by which tefillah? All the tefillah?
24. Chakras and minutes. Well... Okay, well, the Gemara is going to discuss that. That's going to come up later. Okay, so the Gemara says, but now questions that. Okay, so we're saying now that yeah, the first three are 19, but the second three are also 19, and then ain bain because they're both 19. So the Gemara says, what velo? What the second said is only 19. It's not 24. But now we have another price, so it seems you're not that way. Ava Tanya ain bain shlosh ashnios l'sheva achronos. There's no difference. Now we're comparing the middle set of three and the last seven, right? And here we're saying there's no difference between the middle set of three and the last set of seven. Ella Shebe'elu, the last seven, is Masrin Venolina Sachanuyos. We start our Mishnah, right? That they close the door, first of all, they blow the shofars and they close the stores. Okay, so that's the only difference between the middle three and the last seven. Ay, mashma, halachol divrayim, zevet shashamim, mashma, everything else, they're the same. And the last seven, we know for sure there's 24 brachas there, at least. And if everything else is the same, meaning this side, the middle set of three, also there's 24 brachas. So therefore, it's kasha, what we said till now, that the middle set is only 19 brachas like the first set. We see it's not, it has to be 24, because there's shavin with the last seven. And if you're going to say also here, no, Tana Vishir. So in other words, yeah, there's another difference also. There's a difference of Masrin and Noelin, but there's another difference of Fila in Hachanami. The last seven is 24. The middle set is three. Again, that's fair to say. Why? Vaha ain bein ktani. We have the same problem that ain bain, there is no other difference. So it's very hard to say there's other differences. When it says ain bain, there is no other difference. So now the Gemara says, v'tizbara, ain bain dafka. Gemara says, you know, it can't be that ain bain over here is dafka, even though it seems to sound that way, there's no other differences, but it can't be, because I'll show you there is something else. What is that? V'hashir teva. That in the last seven, another thing is that you take out the teva into the city. The Aron Kodesh is brought out in the middle of the city, and they daven out there in the streets outside. So that's a difference. That's only done in the last seven and on the earlier ones. So therefore, you see, there's another difference. So in Mela, now that we just killed two birds with one stone. Because now, once that's the case, we can therefore say there is a shear. And it's love dafka. Right? It has to be. That's what we're saying now. Ain bain is not dafka. So don't ask me, what do you mean there's a difference between the tefillahs? It can't be. It says ain bain. It's perforce love dafka because we have the case of the teva. And that also allows us to now, we have, it's not a problem of tana vishir. My here, we have a shir. So now we can say there's two things left out. Teva is left out. And therefore we can say also another thing left out is the tefillah. And therefore, the 24, we can say in the last set, so 7, the middle set is only, is 19, and that's another difference, because anyways, Ein Bein is Lav Dafka,